It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 80 Colorado schools have active COVID outbreaks, according to state data. The largest outbreaks are at Douglas County High School in Castle Rock and Power Technical Early College in Colorado Springs. Each have reported 34 cases. The number of cases has grown each week since the school year started. The state is not requiring most schools to quarantine after a COVID exposure, but local health departments can set stricter rules. Parts of Colorado are approaching the end of a very dry summer. On the eastern plains, parts of Washington and Yuma counties recorded their lowest summer rainfall ever. That followed an unusually wet spring. Joel Schneekloth with CSU Extension says if the spring moisture had been met with average amounts of summer rain, many crops would have done well.
But the lack of rainfall really hampered us. I'm actually somewhat surprised at how well the earlier planted summer crops were doing most of the summer.
One big crop casualty of the dry summer is millet in Washington County, the county's third largest crop. We get details today about a new team of climate workers for Colorado's public lands. That announcement's coming from Congressman Joe Neguse. CPR's Miguel Otardo reports.
Neguse is calling the group the Colorado Climate Corps. It will be made up of 240 workers stationed in 55 counties across the state. They're part of the federal AmeriCorps program and will focus on projects that protect against wildfires and floods, teach about the effects of climate change, and programs that help low-income households conserve water and electricity. Neguse is also pushing for a nationwide civilian climate corps in Congress. He'll be announcing the Colorado group in Netherlands. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
An investigation into a police shooting in Arvada in June that left three people dead is complete. The findings now go to the district attorney's office. The DA will decide whether to bring charges against an officer who shot and killed a person police describe as a Good Samaritan. Two other people died in the shooting, including another police officer and the suspected gunman. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.